off the wall as we normally do. This will be interesting for you.
Well, I can hear you loud and clear, so that's the good news.
Maybe this. So we'll try to be organized. So which one? Do I read all of this? And do I have to do it for each one?
We also have to do the, they have to do the testimony. Yeah, this.
And who's going to, does she get sworn in?
Yes, she does. All of them do.
They all get sworn in.
So that we can all do it at the same time.
And then can I, in this motion, can I include both schedule numbers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. As required by statute, the Board of County Commissioners is sitting today as the County Board of Equalization. We are ready to hear the appeals for schedule numbers R817-1313 and R817-2438. The first order of business is swearing in the petitioner who is not present. And I suppose we need to go through.
We need to swear in the
And this is the first, and for the rest of the year, we don't need to swear them in?
Exactly.
Would you ladies care to join me up here at the desk and get near a microphone? So, where's the language for swearing in?
The same as the petitioner.
Oh, this one right here.
Yeah.
All right. So, why don't we state your names one at a time. I.
Devonna Robson.
Robin David.
Sarah Hagenbooth.
Kevin Krause.
Do you swear that the testimony you are about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right. You can sit down now. Thank you. I would like to make a few introductory remarks regarding this proceeding. The issue of today's proceeding is property valuation for assessment purposes, not property taxes. No discussion of taxes will be allowed. Two, the assessor's office must produce information to support the basis and amount of the assessor's valuation of the property. Three, where the comparable sales method is used, state statute provides that the assessor will determine value based on sales during the 18-month period ending June 30th, 2016. Sales may also be considered in six-month increments immediately preceding the 18-month period up to 5 years if there are insufficient sales to obtain accurate comparable valuation data. Smaller counties commonly use a 24-month period in order to obtain sufficient comparable sales data that better demonstrates the change in value from the prior year of value, June 30th, 2014. The 24-month period also eliminates seasonality from the sales data. Rout County uses a 24-month data collection period. The petitioner and the assessor should not discuss sales post June 30th, 2016, except in cases when it can be demonstrated that a contract for sale was completed prior to June 30th, 2016 and closed after June 30th, 2016, according to the original contract. Under Colorado law, the present value of your property cannot be considered. Four, the petitioner shall present his or her evidence first and shall have the opportunity to cross-examine the representatives from the assessor's office after they have presented their evidence. Five, the decision of this board may be appealed, and we will refer to that after the decision motion has been made. And now we will begin. If either party has any exhibits they wish the board to consider, please give them to the secretary for marking. And so I would note that the petitioner is not here and has not called in today. So we'll just have the assessor's office go ahead and present their information.
Okay. So this property is located at Sunray Meadows. It's a three-bedroom, two-car garage unit. And during the original assessor valuation, the property was valued at $401,240. The Petitioner had appealed the valuation. They sent in some comparable sales for consideration. During the time period, there were no three-bedroom, two-car garage units that sold. So the valuation was based on units that were under 1,000 square feet and units that were over 1,000 square feet. So once the petitioner sent in the comparable sales for consideration, I looked at those comparable sales. There was one in particular that was not a good sale to use because it was deed restricted. That's that unit 1506 that's marked in your, in that list. So that unit 1506, I put it aside, but I did look at the other comparables that they submitted. So when I did that, I did a little bit of further breakdown because part of the concern was, is there a higher valuation for a three-bedroom unit or is there a higher valuation for a two-car garage? So I broke that down, and that is the third page of my report. It's this list of all of the sales within the time period, and you can see I took all the ones that were under 1,000 square feet and then all of the ones that are over 1,000 square feet and broke those out as far as bedroom count and garage space. So in doing that, because this is a larger unit, I looked more at the two-bedroom units with a two-car garage and the three-bedroom units with one-car garage. And still coming in with a median of $343 a square foot for the two-bedroom, two-car garage units. And then also for the three-bedroom units with one-car garage, the median, I was coming in at $357 a square foot. So I felt comfortable leaving it at the $345 a square foot. So the petitioner's request to adjust the value was denied at that point. During the CBOE level, some further analysis was done on these sales. So I did pull comparables, and I did include them in a comparable sales grid. And there are very few adjustments other than for bedroom count and garage space because I don't have any exact matches to that subject property. So in the comparable sales, comparables number one and two have three bedroom, so there's no adjustment there, but there is an adjustment for the garage space. They have a one car garage where the subject has two. Comparable number three, and I believe it's four, five, and six, all have two car garage space, so there's no adjustment there, but there is an adjustment for two bedroom versus the subject's three bedroom. Those adjustment calculations were determined by doing paired sales analysis and looking at what the dollar amount difference would be for those things and those sales that did occur during the time period. And I do have a spreadsheet if you want to take a look at it for just how our math was calculated on those adjustments to come up for the bedroom adjustment and the garage adjustment. So once that was all put in, then I looked at comparables 1, 2, and 3, since they had the least amount of overall adjustments and were most similar, and weighted them in the valuation. So those first three comparables had a median of $335 a square foot. So that was my recommendation to adjust the value down to $335 a square foot or $389,605.
And you know, I guess I didn't see that.
Oh, did you not? Oh, you didn't get the conclusion page for...
Oh, no, I did. I'm sorry. It was on the back here. Commissioner Hermosinski, do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I just have one question. It's more one of curiosity than anything else. Is what is the impact of the deed? What is the deed restriction and on the comparable that he chose, and what impact do you suppose that had on the price?
On the one that sold?
Unit 1506.
Deed restriction. A part of the reason of taking that out and not considering it in the valuation is because it's not reflective of what the valuation was in the prior reappraisal, because that deed restriction was on the property. Once that deed restriction is lifted and then the property sales in the open market, then it's more reflective of what the open market conditions are.
Then I guess I would just make the comment that it appears to me that your math is fairly comprehensive. I can't see any reason to argue with your conclusion. So, Carrie, do you want me to make the motions from this end?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then my motion, I can use this.
Yes, this is what the that's what the petitioner was requesting.
Because you guys didn't actually provide us with the motion language that we usually have.
There's at the bottom of your form.
Oh, at the bottom of the form?
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, that. And then this is just our recommendation to adjust to that.
And that's
that.
The price.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess use the dollar number?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that you...
This is the motion. Right.
The petition, but you still use
that dollar amount. But I don't need to talk about the square footage cost or anything else. So I move to deny the petition with the finding that the assessor has provided or produced sufficient information to support the basis and amount of the valuation at $389,605 or $335 per square foot. And that's in the matter of schedule number R8171313.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next. Who's up? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I will remind you that you're under oath.
Okay.
What have we got here?
Okay, we have an airport garage storage unit out of Hayden Airport. And I wanted to mention that the petitioner, Mr. Holmes, will not be here, nor is he calling in. Last-minute conversation last week after this stuff was submitted, he said he probably should just withdraw. But he was either away or wasn't able to return an email to do that. I told him I'd just go ahead and present it, and we'd go from there. So just so you're aware of that. And this particular storage garage is unit D84, and there are several different sizes out of Hayden Airport. This particular one is a pretty common one. It's only 241 square feet, which is one of the smaller units. It's located in the buildings that are on the north end of the storage warehouses, and there's several buildings there that hold these smaller units, and it is one of those, so they're generally plentiful. But anyway, the primary argument with this particular storage garage is that the petitioner purchased it after the post
June 30th,
exactly
2016,
and
date.
And he felt that it still should be considered. There were, just so you know, there were a couple of other petitioners during the assessor level period that were concerned that the storage garages were decreasing in value through the period. And therefore, that's one reason I put those post sales in there, just so that if anybody was interested, they could kind of look and see what has really transpired since then. But we know that we're not really to rely on those as far as for supporting the value, but that is why they're in there. And because with this particular storage garage, it was one of the sales during the post period. So, but with this particular unit, it's valued at 102 a square foot, and there were four sales during the period. that ranged from $91 to $112 a square foot, and this is right in around the mean and median of those four units for the smaller garages. And this is how the all of the size of unit were valued for the 2017 reappraisal. And one thing I did want to mention too with this is it was listed for sale for $25,000 as of the effective date of value.
So. Commissioner Harbisinski, do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
I only have one question. If this sale had, in fact, taken place in June of 2016, that would be pretty compelling evidence as to its value.
At that time. Yes, yeah, absolutely. One thing I did notice in you know, it was one of the other sales, many sales of that size after the period. It was the lowest transfer price after the period. There were many that were much higher.
Okay.
And I wasn't able to measure any differences because of location or the change in the market.
All right. I don't have any more questions other than to comment once again. It appears to me that your math is straightforward and complete. I don't see any reason to quibble with what you arrived at as a value. So having said that, I would make a motion to deny the petition with the finding that the assessor has produced sufficient information to support the basis and amount of the valuation of $24,480. And noting that this is schedule number R8172438.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're done. Thank you very much for calling in, Carrie. We'll look forward to seeing you next
week. My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.